She had a loom, I believe it was called. I've just let things like that slip my mind. I don't remember exactly.
I wish I could see someone still doing those things, but I think it's coming back in some places.
That family had a big old loom upstairs that she'd get up there and work on them. Oh, she made cloth.
Uh-huh.
My aunt had a loom. She had it in a building outside of the house that had a dirt floor. And mine and my cousin's job was to keep chips in there. When the weather was cold, kept a pot with those chips in there burning down under for her to warm her feet on. Things like that I can remember. And I remember how she wove that cloth too.
How she wove it?
Well, she threw she would card her cotton or wool, whichever she's going to use, and then spin it,
mm-hmm.
wind it up on a spool. Then she'd take that and throw it across the whatever she's working on and throw it back. And it was fascinating to me. I've watched her a long, long time.
Did she have one of those old spinning wheels?
Yeah, she had one of those old spinning wheels. I used to like to spin. Mama had one, and she knitted our stockings, our winter stockings. I used to like to spin that thread. I was a little fella, but I remember it. Spinning it.
I don't guess it was actually that hard. It's just a matter of it does seem like it would take that much strength.
First of all, she had to card the cotton.
Uh-huh.
She had cotton cards. And for the thread, she'd make rolls, little long, round rolls of cotton. Mm-hmm. And then she'd spin that, just pull it out until it made thread. And I used to help her do that. I just enjoyed it so much. Then when she'd sit down at night before she'd go to bed, she'd take her knitting and knit stockings and things for us to wear in the wintertime. And I wouldn't go to bed and leave her sitting up for no matter what. I was just that crazy. I was afraid something would bother her. So I'd sit up with my head on her knee down, sit down at her feet with my head on her knee, and she'd go to bed.
Do you remember something that they had for carpentry work? It was an A-shaped frame. It might take like that there, once you have the quilt in front of it.
I don't remember that. Let me see.
What would you call that? That same shape, maybe a little bit sturdier than that. But that right there.
I don't know. Let's see, that is an A-shaped outfit, isn't it?
Did you ever hear of a sawbuck or sawhorse?
Sawhorse, yeah. My husband has some sawhorses. Looks like sort of like that, only they were sturdy. They weren't little old weak stains like that.
Did you just have that built to hold up the quilting frame?
Mm-hmm. My son made one of them, and my son-in-law made the other one. I don't remember which one made which.